This podcast of Martini Shot is a production of KCRW Santa Monica and KCRW.com. Support for KCRW podcasts comes from the Southern California Lexus dealers.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The story goes that halfway through the first script reading for an episode of Life with Lucy, Lucille Ball's final doomed ABC sitcom in the late 1980s, she stopped mid-sentence, waved her hand dismissively at the chunk of dialogue on the page, turned to the writers and rasped in her unforgettable whiskey and Pall Mall voice, "Talk, talk, talk. Put me on a ladder." Talk, talk, talk. Put me on a ladder, for those of you who don't speak fluent Shivas Regal. Which they did, apparently, in an attempt to jumpstart the series and recapture some of the zany magic of the previous Lucy shows. Now, the resulting episode in which a superannuated orange-haired lady, over-lipsticked and pancaked to circus clown thickness, clings for dear life to a ladder rung, remains one of the creepiest moments of recent TV history. Now, that's the story, anyway. It may not have unfolded quite that way. Hollywood is like that. Sometimes the truest stories are the ones that never really happened. But "put me on a ladder" entered the lexicon, meaning usually just go back to the old stuff. For instance, if you had, Don Knotts on a show of yours. I know. It's just the clearest example I can think of. Anyway, if you had Don Knotts on a show of yours, you'd want to put him in a situation in which he was nervous. Don Knotts can do nervous. Don't make Don Knotts do, brittle one-liners, right? Put him on a ladder. And hang a lantern on it when you do. Now, you hang a lantern on something when you want to call attention to it. You want to acknowledge the laziness of it, but you also want to use it. So if, say, you're doing a sitcom with Robert De Niro. I know, which is the clearest example I can think of. And you want him to bump into his wife, played by Meryl Streep, at the same restaurant where he's having dinner with his girlfriend, Joyce DeWitt. I'm just, pitching here. Anyway, it's a stupid coincidence, really, and one that would never happen in real life. I mean, De Niro would take DeWitt someplace out of the way, probably to somewhere Meryl would never go. So you need to hang a lantern on it. You need DeWitt, or maybe Meryl, or maybe Meryl has a secret date too, say Don Knotts again. I don't know. One of those guys has to mention the fact, really hang a lantern on the fact that this is an incredibly unlikely event. Because if you hang a lantern on a hackneyed plot device and call attention to its contrived unlikelihood, people just accept it. Oh, and put Knotts on a ladder. Got it? Or, you could make the whole thing a Jack story. Now, a Jack story is a story that's all about a windup, like a carjack. Just say De Niro's best friend in the sitcom is, I'm just throwing out a name here, Conrad Bain. I know, but it's the clearest example I can think of. Now, Conrad tells De Niro that De Niro's wife, Meryl Streep, is two-timing him with Don Knotts. So De Niro decides to ask out his secretary, Joyce DeWitt. The whole thing is a Jack story, of course, because Knotts isn't Meryl Streep's lover at all. He's her plastic surgeon. She's having a tattoo removed for De Niro's birthday. Or maybe a tattoo done for De Niro's birthday. We'll set that up in a cold open. Now, the cold open happens before the title sequence and the first commercial. But nobody does that anymore. But, Knotts isn't really a very good tattoo artist or a plastic surgeon or whatever, and that allows us to put him on a ladder. Now, if you give Streep an accent and make De Niro a mobster, suddenly the stage is filled with lanterns and ladders and carjacks. Bane and DeWitt deliver some classic reactions, and that's your block comedy scene, which is the big scene in the show when it all comes crashing together. Well, that's about all of the hack, cliched, tired TV comedy writer's tricks I know. Well, actually, there's one more. Next week, we'll do a clip show. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.
You've been listening to KCRW's Martini Shot. KCRW offers more than 20 podcasts, including film reviews with Joe Morgenstern. Each Friday, The Wall Street Journal's Pulitzer Prize-winning film critic brings his wit and wisdom to bear on current releases. You can find the podcast of Joe Morgenstern's film reviews at KCRW.com.